what it is. It's the Last Show Podcast, and I've decided to work today or do an episode. I've been working, but I just haven't been doing this. And my name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. I used to perform live, you know what I mean? Now I just sit at home and troll Donald Trump. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, all that. Check out where I'm performing live. By the way, all those comics out there that are perpetually pulling out false calendars and putting them on your website, like, we all know you're lying. All right? You know what I mean? You're not going to be at the Paramount in the end of May. That show's been canceled. At the same time, I could put in there, right? I could say that I'm going to be at, not Ruth Eckert Hall. I could say I'm going to be at, Radio City. I'm going to be at Radio City Music Hall next week. Tickets on sale now. If you can't find tickets, it's because they're sold out. So anyways, man, check me out there. This is a podcast. I haven't done it in a minute. You know, truth be told, this is like more effort than I want to put in. It's so much easier to do the podcast when I have stuff to talk about. But when you don't have stuff to talk about, you know, talking to yourself becomes harder. You would think, yeah, I must be in the zone. I must be good at this. You know, the problem is every other people doing it. You know, one thing I have noticed, too, because, like, you know, about sports and things like that, all these people now are, like, working remotely. First of all, like, I understand now everybody else has kids, you know what I mean, and other people in their house walking in. I started recording. I didn't even tell my daughter I was recording. I don't care if she comes in the room, but I can't. It's a pandemic, you know what I mean? When they yell, women and children go first, I'm just going to skip on out the room. Leave her here to finish the show, man. I'm out of here. Also, I'm noticing my sound quality is better than, like, everybody at ESPN. Like, how is that possible? That my sound quality is better than yours. You're the worldwide leader. Like, how hard is it to set up a Zoom and make people not sound like they're trapped in a sewer well? Yeah. But I don't know. I digress. I must be good at this, man. So, podcast, we're here. I'm back. I don't really, draft was last night. I tried the draft. You know what? I woke up this morning, because after the Browns pick, I tuned out. I didn't even know who the Browns drafted some offensive tackle. He had a cool haircut. You know what I mean? We'll see if he's any good. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I don't really care. But I woke up this morning because I didn't watch the draft last night. And it's a good morning. Nobody was making fun of the Browns. That was good, you know, because most mornings I wake up after the draft, like, you know, the orange and white is on the screen. Either they drafted old drunk Johnny Manziel or Brandon Whedon is 39 years old. Trent Richardson. Trent Richardson was good for the Browns, by the way, which is odd. It's the only place he was good. Hey, man, Trent Richardson is like, who's that other person that's only been good in one place? Dang, oh, yeah, yeah. He's like the eighth grader. He's like the Lance Stevenson of the NFL, Trent Richardson. Or, you know, I mean, or it's Baker Mayfield or something crazy, you know. But nothing on the Browns. They ain't talk about them, so I guess that's good. They ain't talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars either, so I don't know how good it is. The draft didn't work for me, man. And I was interested a little bit to see the reaction, and people liked it. People actually thought it went off well, which lets me know I'm just not a draft guy. You know what I mean? It's just not my thing, man. I'm not a draft guy. You know, the idea of just sitting down watching people's dreams come true who I don't even know. Like, if that's what I was into, I'd watch, you know, Wife Swap or something like that. You know what I mean? Somebody swap wives with another wife and figure out, their wife is a lot better than mine. You know what I mean? Maybe we should shack up. Yeah, I got to return you? Thought you were like a Russian nesting doll. I could just peel you back and be another one that could stay. But no, man. So I'm figuring out, like, I'm not a draft guy. Because if people thought that was great, I didn't. I saw the, you know, the viral moments. Some woman got snatched out of, and she did get snatched, by the way. In case you people are wondering, oh, she got moved out of the way. Nah, she got snatched. Let me tell you, I could see by the way that his mama, auntie, whoever that woman was, snatch that girl out of the way. They've had that conversation before. She is a habitual line stepper. You understand? A habitual line stepper. Somebody told her, hey, when he get drafted, we just gonna let him do the thing, and we had to run through. They had the whole thing, okay? She had two natural ices and lost her mind, and they snatched her right up out of that shot. You understand? And I ain't got no problem with it. You know the rules when you stepped into the house. You know what I mean? Leave that foolishness outside. You probably shouldn't be invited to cookout. The last woman I saw that happy on draft night was Russell Wilson's ex-wife. Stay woke. You know what I mean? And somebody should have snatched her. You know what I mean? I mean, Sierra snatched him. And then he almost got snatched by Future. And next thing you know, they snatching money out of your pocket. You know, shout out to Russell Wilson. What happened to Russell Wilson's ex-wife, by the way? What happened? Has there been an investigation? I'm telling you, 10 years from now, like, Netflix is going to have a documentary like Tiger King. I bet Russell Wilson's ex-wife works at the Big Cat Rescue. I could probably pick up Miss Wilson right over here in Nebraska. You know what I mean? He's throwing baked potatoes at passing cars. I also saw somebody try to go through somebody's cell phone last night. I tell you right now, man. According to Mac Jones, and I think this goes for cell phones too, if you touch somebody's cell phone, they deserve to kick you right in the chest. There are a couple things in life that you should never touch. And if you're not married. Now, if you're married and they can't touch the cell phone, y'all got some trust issues. Like, that's actually something that's divorceable if you can't touch the phone. And they got two phones. If they got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load, I mean, you know what the deal is, right? But if y'all dating, you should never go touch the phone. Especially on come on, man. You know what the deal is. Stop the foolishness. You know? Don't she know this her last date? You know what I mean? Like, he know you since high school. You know? He just got drafted into the NFL. That dude is all of 22 years old. Chances are, it's going to be a lot better things to see in Dallas. I'm going to throw it out there. Dallas used to have a White House. You're probably asking yourself, there's no White House in Dallas. Google it. And this is why he snatched that cell phone. You understand? It's the last show podcast. We'll see how this goes. It's called The Last Show because this may be it.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about.
You know, what's up? Welcome back.
The finer things in life.
Cisco. Going Dutch.
Check it out.
Who's that dress so scandalous? You know, the Thong Song by Cisco. Significance of this song. So look, man. No, that, by the way, that was released in 99, November. This is how old I am. I remember that record came out because my sister played it nonstop. And for you guys that like, hey, this sounds familiar. Thank you for following me on Instagram. And summer 2000, that thing was on fire. Let me see that thong. The Thong Song by Cisco. This is probably the best thing Cisco ever did. I will say, that's not a bad thing. At the end of my career, if they're like, hey, Courtney, the best thing he ever did was the Thong Song. Man, you got to take it when you can take it. You know what I mean? I mean, what if the best thing he did was Ugly by Bubba Sparks? It's a whole nother show. But yeah, the significance of that song is that I'm doing this 30-day challenge, which, you know, I guess, you know, something my sister was doing and my wife was doing and my wife showed me, and I was like, you know what? It ain't like I got anything better to do. You know what I mean? I can go stunt on these people real quick. So I've been stunting. I think today is day 5. So you got to do 30 songs, obviously. So today is day 5. And one day it said a song that makes you think of summer. And that's How the Thong Song. I'm telling you right now, you can hate on the Thong Song if you want to. And you probably think I'm crazy. But if someone plays the Thong Song at any moment, any place you're at, they could put the Thong Song on at a funeral. Boom. Instantly, a smile will come across your face. I don't care who's in the casket, dog. And I've been to funerals. and most of the people that were dead I knew. And if someone had played the Thong Song in the church, I would have smiled. It would have instantly changed my entire demeanor. Alright? Instantly. It's like when your song comes on at the club. You find the ugliest person you is. You're dancing. Next thing you know, you're making decisions that you shouldn't be making. You get home that night. So, oh my gosh. Who snuck a bear into the room? Thong Song by Cisco, man. Thank you. So you can follow me on Instagram. But you know what? Matter of fact, I'm thinking about putting these joints in. I am going to do it. I have nothing better to do. I'm going to put all my 30. I'm going to put my 30-day challenge songs into a playlist. You can check it out on Spotify. Follow me on Spotify. Even if you don't like my comedy, by the way, follow me on Spotify. Speaking of comedy, as I digress, I think about recording a comedy album next year. I'm like seriously thinking about it. And I was actually planning for February to record. And it hit me the other day. Like, February is a wide ways away. But, you know, after this quarantine and the way things go out, you think about, you know, the sports, no stadium, no fans in the stands, and, you know, I mean, all this social distance to keep, you know, this virus, until there's some kind of vaccine, something to keep distance. And then it hit me. If you can't go to sporting events or arenas and you can't have a certain number of people in a room, why would I record a comedy album? Especially a comedy album where I have to rent the facilities. Like, I'm going to end up coming up in upside down. Like, I'm not going to make no money. So, I don't think I'm recording anything. At least in the beginning of next year. Maybe in the fall of next year I might record something. But, it's just crazy. Because you would think, like, I can get all of 150 people to any show I'm doing. Like that's my limit. Basically, my whole career is social distance. You know what I mean? When you pull in 150 people, you can pretty much empty any room. Like, that's the way 150 works. But, like, crazy that it hit me. The whole time I'm thinking about, oh, man, what's going to happen to LeBron James? What about the NBA Finals? I should have been thinking, what's going to happen to me? I got to work, man. So we'll see how that shakes out. But yeah, follow me on Spotify. Even if you don't like my comedy, I put out playlists, cool stuff. I got a lot of public plays. I gotta trim that down. But I'm gonna do a 30-day challenge playlist. That's what I'm gonna do for the people, man. For the people. So this Donald Trump thing is getting interesting. I don't know if y'all been watching the press conferences every day. I go in and out in the presser. I'm not gonna lie. I every once in a while, I kind of watch the press, and then sometimes I don't. Yesterday, he every once in a while he has a gem. You know when you listen to a press conference, and while you listen to the press conference, you're like, this is going to live forever. It's like when Allen Iverson was like, practice, not a game, practice. Like, you knew in that moment, like, I'm witnessing something great. This is Willie Mays with the basket catch. Like, this is something I'm going to be bouncing my daughter on my knee one day. Like, hey, man, one time the president said, you know, you should inject disinfectant into your bloodstream to beat the coronavirus. What? You moron. I'm be honest, man. When that dude said you can inject yourself with the UV light, I was like, what is he, Spider-Man? This dude is trying to make the Avengers. Like, that is what he's trying to do. Because if you survive, you know, disinfected, poured directly into your bloodstream, you know what I'm saying? You are a superhero. You are Captain America, Captain Planet. You are Captain Somebody. The only thing is, like, if the drug don't take and then you come back as, like, Two-Face, all of a sudden Harvey Dent just wants Trump's head. You know what I mean? So it was a moron. I did come to this term because also, like, the state of Georgia opened back up. So I seen Killer Mike talking about it. This is how it gets my coronavirus news, via Killer Mike. But Killer Mike actually owns a barbershop in Atlanta. So Atlanta obviously is in Georgia. So Killer Mike was like, yo, as a business owner, this is great for me. I don't think it's a good thing, but as a business owner, this is great for me. And then Big Boy sent out, you know, from the song International Playalistic, they said the government was going to be open. That clip from International player international playerlistic. What was that? International Players Anthem. What, Southern Playerlistic? What am I doing? Huh. You'd think I'd have everything straight. I haven't recorded a podcast in a month. But from International Player Anthem, that line, you know what I mean, right there at the altar, when he says, hey, please don't do it, reconsider, read some literature. Like, sent that out and thinking about leaving the house. And then old Donald came out and said that he was mad with the governor of Georgia for opening the state up. And I'm thinking, yo, son, you just said to inject myself with Lysol, man. This dude told me to inject myself with a disinfectant, and you're mad at him because he want to open the barbershop? What's going on? And it's the battle against science I find fascinating. I knew there were people out there that thought global warming wasn't real, but I had no idea there were people out there that would really follow somebody to the point that Lysol had to issue a statement that said, please do not inject yourself with Lysol. And that's a capitalist company, man. You think they want to sell more, you know, mean wet wipes or whatever they're selling over there? Nah, man. Lysol's like, yo, man, we don't rock with him, dog. At this point, I'm gonna say, man, like people don't change their opinions. You know what I mean? At this point, if you rock with what's going on, you rock with Trump, like, I'm not changing anybody's opinion. So we just might as well get these jokes off. I see people, they get mad. Why are they doing these press conferences every day? All we're doing is perpetuating lot. Who cares? No one's getting their opinion changed by these press conferences. If you think Trump's a moron, there's nothing in these press conferences that's making you think, nah, he's more of a scientist. No. If you rock with Trump, there's nothing in these press conferences that's going to make you say, nah, I don't believe in my leader. Nah, dude, everybody has made up their mind on this said issue. So there's no reason to stop these press conferences, okay? We are in the midst of a lockdown. Somebody has to tell the jokes. So I'm all with Trump continue the press conferences. Plus, honestly, if you still rock with Trump, I don't want you on my side anyways. Anybody that changes their mind now is not to be trusted. You know, you're not to be trusted. If somebody wakes up tomorrow, it's like, you know what? Racism. Yeah, that was a bad idea. Hey, we don't want you. Just stay off into your own. You're more dangerous than anyone else. Anyone that does that now is just out of their mind. So at this point, just keep the press conferences going. I'll keep Deborah up there. By the way, Deborah looks exactly like a Deborah. Deborah Bricks. Yeah, keep up there wearing a different rag every day. By the way, you know what I mean? I'm just going to throw this out here. I personally was on Deborah Bricks first wearing those Doncaster rags around her neck. I made that joke first. All of a sudden, I see people out there making the jokes, okay? It's okay if you want to steal. I've had people steal my I had somebody do one of my jokes in front of me at the comedy club, and after the show said, what's up? And it was a terrible joke, by the way. You know, I didn't even get mad about it because the joke was so terrible, especially the way they did it. It was so bad that I was like, yo, you could have just asked me, man. You could have had that. So I see all you people out there stealing my Deborah Bricks material. You know what I mean? And feel free to steal. I'm not Prince. I'm not going to get litigious on you. I'm not going to come to your house. But I would appreciate a thank you. You know what I mean? In these tough times, I would. I do appreciate you doing my jokes, though, because I won't be able to perform for the next 8 months. So, if somebody can get the word out that once upon a time there was a comedian that was funny, I would appreciate that, man. I would appreciate that. All right. Let's wrap up the show. Just thank you, and you for tuning into the Last Show Podcast. Short but good, nice and sweet. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. You could also check me out there. I don't know when I'm going to do another podcast. I'm just going to throw that out there. Subscribe to this channel. Whether you get it on Spotify or wherever, subscribe to this channel. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram. I am more active on Instagram than I've ever been. Boredom. I'm there, man. So check me out. Thank you for listening to the show. Have a great weekend. Take it easy. Peace.
See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I going to do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do? Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in Eddie's couch.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Stay off the damn weed!